Hello, friends. Hope you're doing good. Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. How you doing? Hope you're doing well. Hope that life has been treating you fairly. Hope that you and your family, or whomever you're close to, family that became friends or friends that became family, I'm hoping that you all are doing great and that you are experiencing the joy of being alive. You know, this year I've been really taking time to just soak it all in. I know sometimes we find ourselves moving at a fast pace, sometimes moving so fast we have no idea where we're going. And so this year I've been trying to do a little more of reflecting, a little more soaking it all in. My son just turned 5. And I'm going to tell you all about our latest adventure as we try our best to stay in reflection mode along the way. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this moment. May we appreciate this moment. May we show gratitude for this moment, and may we use this moment wisely in your name. Amen. My son turned 5, and it almost made me cry. I'll be honest. I actually shed a tear. Not because I'm upset, not because I'm sad. I'm just like, time is moving. And when he was first born, somebody told us that the days sometimes can seem slow, but the years go by really fast. And of course, my son was born during the pandemic shutdown. So of course, days were slow. Of course, days were super duper long. I mean, he was taking 3 naps a day. We walked to the park so many times. And so that time seemed as if it was the trickle of a faucet when you forget to turn it all the way off and it just keeps trickling. Yeah, that's how I felt for a moment. But as we've celebrated now his 5th birthday, man, I was like, you got to be kidding me. A whole human being talking full sentences, doing his thing, trying to make sure he keeps us on our toes. And one thing we did, several things we did in celebration of his birthday, that kind of reminded me of the power of being in reflection mode. Because even today, as we just unpack this for a moment, it's really tiring to always be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I had a son, I was always on. I mean, I said no to no one. It was almost like as I was pastoring a church, and if somebody called, I don't care what time it was or where I was or what, I would always, you know, break my neck almost, you know, to see to it that I was there, that I did whatever was being requested of me. So it's interesting that having a family now forces me to slow down, forces me to take moments and just say, you know what? Okay, let me cross this off on my calendar. There's nothing happening for these 3 days except family. Or even every day, there's a shutdown time now. All right, after this time, my son is home. If I didn't get it done between the 6 or 7 hours that he was away, all right, we'll get it done tomorrow. And so this past, it was 2 weeks ago now that we actually did a pre-trip. So we went to Legoland with his cousins, and man, we had a blast on the rides. Well, not me, them on the rides, eating some good food. And just being with our people. Then we came back and decided that we have like a, I have a cousin-in-law. I'll call him a cousin-in-law who turned 50. Justin turning 5. He's turning 50. He decides to have a gathering of all of his close people. And we got an invitation to join them in Utah. I said, oh man, that's really turning it all the way off. I've traveled quite a bit. I've never been to Utah. And if I can be quite honest with you, I've never really desired to go to Utah. I mean, there is nothing wrong with Utah. Neither is there anything wrong with Wyoming. But these places don't call my name. Like, come visit me. I don't really, they're not on my radar like that. So we took the trek from California to Utah. Now, there was a big trip, I mean, big things on the agenda to include stargazing and hiking and all these great things. And so my wife didn't want to fly because she had a lot of things that she wanted to bring so that we'd be prepared for the adventure. So we rented a car, loaded that car down, and we made our way to Utah. We got there, and man, you know, it's funny because the drive there is winding, it's mountains. You're looking at God's creation, the sun setting. I didn't realize we were going to pass through the tip top of Arizona. I knew we were going to pass through Nevada. But we finally made it there, different time zone. And man, it was a blast. And while we're out there, we certainly had access to internet, the internet.
I'm Dr. Christina Chen, a geriatrician at Mayo Clinic and host of Aging Forward, a podcast highlighting unique topics in geriatric medicine and the science of healthy aging, helping all of us live longer and fuller lives. Whether you're a caregiver for someone or learning how to care for your own health, we're here to help you feel informed, inspired, and empowered. Mayo Clinic's Aging Forward. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
We certainly had access to Wi-Fi, but it was something about being out there that almost forced you to say, you know what? I don't need that right now. I want to focus on the beauty of this country, the beauty of this part of the country, I should say, the beauty of the waterfalls and the Virgin River. And as my buddy said, man, it was just raw out there. And you got a chance to like almost hear your thoughts. Like, I live in LA, and so sometimes the city is so busy, you can barely hear your own thoughts. And I want to encourage you this year, pencil in time. Ooh, I like this, to go hear your thoughts. Yeah. You always find yourself, if you're on social media, and I know you are, you're always hearing the thoughts of other people. You're always scrolling and hearing the advice of other people. You're always scrolling and hearing somebody's theory and their stance on this. And nothing is wrong with it. But every now and then, because this is what happens. When you stay in the on position, sometimes you stifle creativity. Yeah, that's what I want to use. No matter what line of business you're in, no matter what line of work you're in, there's always a call for us to be innovative and creative along the way. Whatever it is that you're involved in, whatever it is that you are engaged in for your livelihood, for your work, even for your hobbies. But sometimes when you get just, for instance, when I pastored, which I did so for close to 18 years, as long as I'm at the church doing my week by week or week to week routine, I didn't think about anything creative or innovative to present to my congregation. I didn't think about any new ministries or new adventures or new approaches to things until I took a break. Yeah. Every now and again, I would go to a conference. Every now and again, I would just go just off to myself for a couple, 2 or 3 days and just not intentionally. It's almost as if I just said, let me press pause, not so I can go be innovative, not so I can go be creative, but I press pause. And when I silence the noise, creativity and innovation found its way to me. See, if you're always in the on position, if you always find yourself on the go, if you're consistently and constantly finding yourself always moving, and you never take time to pause, you never take time to tap into your own ingenuity. You're always tapping into other people's genius. Stop sleeping on yourself. The more times that you find it within your schedule to take a break, to take a pause, the more access you give yourself to fresh thoughts, fresh ideas, fresh approaches, and a fresh mindset. That trip to Utah, I had no intentions of pressing reset. In fact, can I be honest with you? Because the trip was such an ambitious one, Because to be honest with you, we were only on the ground for one full day. We got there on Friday. So part of that day was taken up traveling there. We were on the ground all day on Saturday, and then we left on Sunday. 6.5-hour trip. I mean, come on, y'all. So we were really on the ground just one full day. Now, as I look back at it, it was worth it. Yeah, was I tired? Can I be honest with you? Don't tell my wife. I'm still tired. I mean, come on. I'm still recovering from that trip, right? It's not because this person drove or this person didn't drive. No. Nothing to do with that. It was just a trip. And we had just gotten off of a trip, a weekend trip. And so it was back to back. Nonetheless, here it is. We did it. Next month, we're going to do another trip. The following month, we're going to press pause again for 3 days, right? My son will be on spring break soon. We're going to press pause again and go on another adventure. Not just to keep him busy, not just to keep him occupied, but so that all of us can press pause. Now, will we still be on? Yeah, and we never off as parents. We'll still be saying, no, don't do this. Don't. Yeah, it will still be on. We'll still be providing and making meals, and right? But the regular run of the mill, all, you know, of every day, we'll get a chance to press pause, step back, and allow our minds to reset and refresh. If I can offer you anything as we close this episode today, don't rob yourself. Don't be so anxious to get to the goal that you work yourself to death or work yourself into a place where you no longer even see the value in pressing pause. Yeah. Don't stay on all year long. Give yourself some strategic breaks and pauses to refresh, to reset, and live your best life. Thank you again for tuning in today. Thank you for your time, for your attention. Please share this podcast episode out with somebody that you know is working too hard. If it's you, play it again. Somebody that is doing too much in terms of not looking out for themselves and needs some encouragement to press pause. Y'all be great. Continue to go, grow, and glow. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Peace.